Tony Broom Ministries presents the following message entitled, Sow and Grow.
I know you've heard of sowing and reaping. Sow and reap. What about sow and grow? The scripture teaches the law or principle of sowing and reaping. God set it in motion from the very beginning of creation. He created the tree. The tree has fruit. The fruit has seed in itself. The tree is to bear fruit, having seed in itself. So you have an apple tree. An apple tree has apple seeds. And the apple seed has the seed within the fruit itself. What a wonderful, wise God and creator. I've thought about that so many times, that God created the tree to be able to bear fruit. And it has seed within itself that you can plant that seed and bring forth more fruit. It has seed in itself, which in turn would be used to plant more trees, which would bring forth more fruit, having more seed to be planted to grow and bring forth more fruit. So it just keeps on going. You plant the seed grows into a tree, the tree bears fruit, the fruit has seed, and you take the seed and plant it all over again, and it just keeps on going. The law of sowing and reaping goes something like this. You sow what you reap. We've all heard of that in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And we've heard of that. You reap what you sow. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We've all heard the bad part of that. You reap what you sow. You go out here and you sow your wild oats and you will reap the harvest of destruction. But sowing and reaping also has a good part. You can sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit you'll reap life everlasting. So we don't have to sow bad seeds. All of us have sown bad seeds and wild seeds in our life, but we don't have to keep on sowing that. The law of sowing and reaping in the evil way is broken when we come to Christ and we're born again. We break off that evil sowing of seeds of destruction, and we start sowing seeds of goodness, sowing seeds of kindness, and we start shedding and spreading forth the fruit and righteousness, peace, and holiness, and we start living the way that we were designed to live in the first place. We sow seeds of kindness. We sow seeds of goodness. We sow seeds of encouragement. If you sow to your flesh, you will of the flesh reap destruction. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You will reap that. You reap what you sow. But you also reap more than you sow. God has it in place that way, that not only do we reap what we sow, but we reap more than we sow. Jesus teaches in Mark chapter 4 about the parable of the sower. In Mark 4, 8, some 30, some 60, some 100. So if we sow seed into good ground, some of it brings forth 30, some 60, and some 100 fold. And so it grows. We may sow a little bit, but God can make that little bit grow into a big bit, into a whole lot. We always sow more, and when we sow more, we reap more than what we sow. God has it in place that way because He's a good God. He's a God of blessing. He's a God of goodness. And when we sow what we have, God always is faithful to give us more than what we have. We sow and we reap. We reap what we sow, but we also reap more than we sow. What about that verse that says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now that verse says if you sow a little bit, you will reap a little bit. And if you sow a lot, you will reap a lot. What about that verse? Because I just said that we reap more than what we sow. Well, even though you reap more than you sow, it is still proportional to that which you sow. So if we want to reap more, then we will sow more. And we will always reap more than what we sow. But if we hold back and sow just a little bit, and this a whole lot more than just money, goodness, kindness, if we spare to be kind and we spare to be good, we sow just a little bit, then even though we reap more than what we sow, we'll still reap a smaller amount than what we would have reaped if we had sown a whole lot. You reap what you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you reap what God makes to grow. God has to bless what we sow, and he is the one who makes it grow. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. I have planted, says Paul, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It's all about God. Thank God we have those who sow and those who plant. We have those who water, those who cultivate. And we have pastors, we have teachers, we have encouragers, and we can all be an encourager. We can all lift somebody up. There are those who go out and plant works for the Lord. They start churches, they start ministries, they start missionary projects. There are others who come along and they encourage. They're evangelists and they teach and they preach and they sing. Singing encourages the hearts of God's people and encourages people. And there's been so much encouragement in the times when people cannot even get together and go to church. There's been so much encouragement in singing and lifting up the body of Christ. You can hear a song and you can come together for an online service and you can worship God and praise God. And you have time. You always said, if I had time to just take some time from work, I would just love the Lord. I would get in God's word. And now God gives us a time that we can come aside and we can have time to worship God. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to do anything. There's a lot of things you cannot do. And so God has given us a special time that we can sow and reap with him, that we can sow a harvest and we can come along beside him. God is the one who will increase. He was the one who will bless. You sow the seed and reap the harvest, but only God can make it grow. All of us want a good harvest. A farmer goes out into the field and he sows his seed and he wants it to come up and make a good harvest. It'd be a foolish farmer who would sow seed and not want a harvest. The farmer sows the seed that he has, even though it may not be that much, but God always blesses him and he hopefully will get a good harvest. He goes and he sows the seed and God blesses it and makes it to grow. We sow the seed and we reap the harvest, but only God can make it to grow. In Mark chapter 4, there's an interesting parable story in verses 26 through 29. And he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's sowing seed. There's a song that says, the word of God is like little bitty seed scattered all around. And we scatter this seed into the ground. The word of God is sown. It's like the man in this story who casts seed. He just throws it out there. He don't really know how to make it grow, but he can make it sow. He can sow it. He just throws it out there, casts seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day. He just gets up. And he goes about his work, and at the end of the day, he comes in, and he gets ready for bed. He goes to bed and goes to sleep, and tomorrow he gets up and does it all over again. So we can do what we can do, but only what we can do is not that much. We cannot do more than what we can do. God does not expect you to do more than what you can do. So many people get into the senior years of their life, and they worry themselves silly because they worry about things they cannot do. They cannot do like they used to do. They cannot do like they want to do. And so they spend what precious time we have worrying about what we might not can do. God wants us to do what we can do, but he does not expect us to do what we cannot do. This man rises, he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Do you know how a seed grows? You don't know how. All you know is you just watch it grow. It comes up and you watch it sprout and you watch it take up and grow and bloom and blossom and produce fruit. We don't know all that happens. We just know it does. It's like it says here, he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow. He springs up and grows. This seed that was planted in the ground, it's just a dead seed as far as we're concerned. But you plant it in the ground, and God makes it grow. It springs and grows up. He does not know how it grows, but all he knows is I put it in the ground, and I did what I could to water it, and glory be, God just makes it to grow. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. You'll notice if you read this verse in the Bible that it says the earth brings forth fruit of herself, not by herself. The earth cannot bring forth anything by itself. It brings forth fruit of itself. Fruit comes out of the earth, but the earth herself does not produce fruit. God has to make it grow. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. And there's a process of growing. This is sow and grow. The blade, and then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. So you sow, and you reap what you sow. If you sow wheat, you reap wheat. We reap what we sow, and there's a process to make it grow. God watches over the seed, and he makes it grow. When the fruit is brought forth immediately, he putteth in the sickle because the harvest is come. And Jesus said, do not say there are 4 months and then comes harvest. He said, look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. It looks like there's desolation. It looks like there's destruction. It looks like all around us, it'll never come to any good. But Jesus said, don't look at it like you think it looks. Look at it like I think it looks. The harvest is plenteous. He said that. He said the harvest is plenteous. The problem is the laborers are few. It's the laborers who are not willing to go into the harvest. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he wants us to sow so he can make it grow. He cannot make it grow if we refuse to sow. Sow and grow. We have to sow so God can make it grow. It's like a farmer who would go out into the field every day, and he would say, boy, I just wonder why my crops are not growing. I wonder why I cannot have a harvest. And his wife says to him, honey, you haven't planted any seed. You got to plant some seed before you can have a harvest. And so he plants seed, and the seed starts to grow. And that's the way this is. First the blade, just a little blade of grass or sprout. You cannot give up just because there's a blade. You have to wait until it produces the ear. But you can't yank it off the stalk just because the ear comes up. Those green apples, those green tomatoes, you got to wait until they ripen before you can have the good fruit. And that's the way it is with the ear. You can't just cut it off. You got to wait and allow it to develop into the full corn. And there are many, many grains of corn that go around that ear. A whole lot more than what you sown in the beginning, because God is that kind of God. You sow, and God makes it grow. The full harvest is both hoped for and expected. Jesus said you can expect a harvest. I will make it grow. He said you can expect it. You sow the seed, and I'll be faithful to make it grow. I'll be faithful to do my part. If we do our part, we can surely know that God will do his part. If we sow to our flesh, that's what we will reap. The flesh, destruction, sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has given us a promise of eternal life, and we can sow not to our flesh. I regret the times in my life that I have sown to my flesh, don't you? We don't have to sow that way. We can sow to the Spirit. And if we sow to the Spirit, we will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We have opportunity, brothers and sisters, now like never before, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with so many people. We have an opportunity to let our light shine and to let His light shine through us. We have an opportunity to be a witness to the world and to reach the world for Jesus Christ. What a wonderful opportunity we have as never before. We have conditions and circumstance that we have never seen in our lifetime. And with those circumstances and conditions, as bad as they may be around us, there is an opportunity to spread the gospel like never before. There is unhindrance. There's always going to be hindrance, but you can get through those hindrances and you can come and you can share the word of God. It will go beyond walls. It will go beyond denominational barriers. It will go beyond countries. It will go beyond all these things because God's word has no limit. God's word is like that seed in the ground. As long as you do not bother it, you cannot go into the field every day. The farmer can't go in the field every day and dig the seed up. Say, I wonder why this is not growing. He puts it back in the ground, and tomorrow he goes and digs it up again and says, I wonder why this is not growing. Well, he's not leaving it in the ground. You got to leave it in the ground and let it grow. And that's the way it is with the gospel. You put out the gospel net, you sow the gospel seed, and you let God take care of the increase. One plants, one waters, and it's God who gives the increase. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for the opportunity to share this word with your people this evening. And I pray, Lord, that you would encourage us all to be sowers and we can be reapers. Help us, Lord, to know that you will be faithful to watch over your word, to perform it like you told Jeremiah. That you will do us good because you know the thoughts that you have prepared for us, thoughts of peace and thoughts of good and not of evil. And we thank you, Lord, that you're a faithful Heavenly Father, that you're a husbandman, that you watch over your vine, that you are the vine and we are the branches, and you watch over us and you help us to produce fruit. I pray that we would produce fruit for the glory of God and that many people would be saved and blessed and touched in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to a message entitled Sow and Grow. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.